USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package is halfway home as the U.S. Senate gave it unanimous approval late yesterday, and the U.S. House is expected to give it final approval tomorrow. A record 3.3 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week as the virus was starting to shut down much of the nation's economy. To put it in perspective, in recent years, the average number of first-time filers in a given week would hover around 200,000. The Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy's taking a hit, but it will be coming back.
I think many expect, and I would expect, the economic activity to resume and move back up in the second half of the year.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University says the number of Americans who've died of the virus now stands at 1,050. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The government just releasing a report on the U.S. economy's performance during last year's fourth quarter. It shows GDP grew at 2.1%. That matches the growth rate for the third quarter of last year. It's also the before part of what the economy looks like before and after the coronavirus pandemic and shutdowns began, as the first quarter of 2020 doesn't end till next week. America's second biggest city is preparing to stay locked down because of the virus for two more months. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he doesn't anticipate opening for business anytime soon, so 12 million people could have to stay at home until at least May. Cleanup continues in northeast Mississippi, where a powerful tornado tore through the area Tuesday, causing a lot of damage but only minor injuries. The National Weather Service says most of the damage was located near the Alabama and Tennessee state lines. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Abortion providers now suing Texas government over a state policy that blocks abortions as part of the response to the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Greg Abbott issued the emergency order back on Sunday, and the next day, Attorney General Ken Paxton clarified that abortions are considered elective surgeries, and as a result, they had to be postponed. The lawsuit filed in federal court yesterday claims the state's order is unconstitutional. The ban on elective procedures is intended to free up hospital space and extend supplies of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers who are dealing with the pandemic. The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters. The clock is ticking on the Indy 500. No one knows when it's going to get the green flag, though. Managers at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and at Indy Car Racing have not said if they're going to move or cancel the race because of the virus. The greatest spectacle in racing, as it's known, is, of course, as usual, set for Memorial Day weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.